The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis. Fueled by Lucky's Station.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says his upcoming summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un presents a unique opportunity.
He can take that nation with those great people and truly make it great. So it's a one-time shot. And I think it's going to work out very well. And that's why I feel positive, because it makes so much sense.
Leaving the G7 summit in Quebec today and heading to Singapore for the June 12th meeting, Mr. Trump says he has clear objectives for his upcoming sit-down with Kim, acknowledging potential progress will always be spur of the moment. A ceasefire over the holiday that ends the holy month of Ramadan, part of the Afghanistan's way of doing all it can to stop the bloodshed, that according to an Afghan presidential spokesman. Meanwhile, the Afghan Taliban announced a three-day ceasefire of its own, a first for that group. This is SRN News.
Hugh Hewitt discusses what he wants from the North Korea deal.
Now, he's in charge, but you've got Pompeo, Mattis, Bolton, Haspel. You've got Dan Coats. You've got a pretty good national security team around him, the vice president. I just think the best case is an agreement where we give them nothing for a long period of time, but our people swarm and remove stuff. That's, to me, the best case.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 5 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Happy Saturday to you. More of Mitch Berg and the Narn comes your way in just a few moments. But right now, that forecast for the remainder of the day today, off and on, showers and thunderstorms. You're looking at a daytime high of right around 80. Tomorrow, much more dry under sunny skies with a daytime high of right around 81. Friday, June 22nd at Calvary Lutheran Church in Golden Valley, an evening with C.S. Lewis. It's one night only. Learn more and get your tickets right now at am1280thepatriot.com.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The show that says, send us your tired, huddled masses yearning to see red. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. 16 years of blogging, 14 years of dominating Twin Cities weekend talk radio. All to come back to you every Saturday and do it all over again, and loving every minute of it. 2 hours a week, the highlight of my week, hopefully a useful part of yours as well. As we talked about in the last hour, I spent last weekend up in Duluth, and I'll tell you, as much of a cold weather person as I am, the winds of November did come early to Duluth this last week. It was chilly, and the lake wind was howling, and my inner Scotsman was rejoicing inside, and my outer Republican was having a good time as well. And one of the people whom I had a lot of fun watching coast to victory this past weekend at the convention is our next guest, Representative Jim Neuberger from Becker, endorsed by the Republican Party last weekend in Duluth to run against Amy Klobuchar, the United States Senate. Representative Neuberger, welcome to the show and congratulations.
Well, thanks, Mitch. It's an honor to be on your show. And yeah, last weekend, my inner Irishman, he was liking that weather too.
That's right. That's a great weather for weather for all of us. Now, we'll talk about your race in a moment here. Obviously, you're hitting the campaign trail in earnest. I forget. Do you have a primary challenge, or are you heading straight for Amy this time?
Oh, nope. There's three other people that have thrown their names into the ring. Two are some perpetual. They've been on the ballots before.
Yeah.
And one of them is some guy from California.
Okay, well, we can. We'll have to get you past that here as well. But on the other hand, it's full steam ahead and heading for a showdown with Amy Klobuchar out there. Now we'll come back to that race in a moment here because obviously that's a huge one. But we were instructed by one of America's greatest moral philosophers, Kenny Rogers, to never count your money when you're sitting at the table. That being said, Representative Neuberger, coming out of convention weekend last week, both the Republican one, which didn't have a lot of surprises, and the DFL one, which had a lot of surprises, I came out of there feeling pretty darn good about the Republican Party's chances on statewide offices for the first time in 12 years.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, when you look at the platform, the slate of crazy and crazier candidates that the DFL endorsed this past week and who seem likely to win in the primaries. I mean, you got Aaron Murphy and 3MQ running for at the top of the ticket, and Matt Pelican running for the office of attorney general. I mean, what does your gut, as someone who's been representing a district in Greater Minnesota in the exurbs, tell you about this upcoming race?
Well, if we were having a private conversation, we'd be laughing pretty hard right now.
Yes, yes.
But I will tell you this. You know, the DFL race right now, looking at the way that all of the sands kind of settled in that regard, I look at that, and there's only one clear takeaway from that, and it's very clear. It's that the Democrats are tearing themselves apart,
yeah.
Period. There's this carcass that's called the Democrat Party, and the last of the jackals are tearing whatever scraps they can get off of it because there's not much left.
And we stress that means outside Minneapolis, St. Paul, the first ring of burbs, and Duluth, and maybe Rochester, although we hope to swing that back here at some point. They're still quite powerful there, and we will find that out. Go ahead.
Yeah, Duluth is—they're starting to wake up. That whole area up there on the Iron Range. After I was blessed with this endorsement, the Duluth Tribune—they were very happy. The write-up that we got—they really see that there's some change coming that's going to help the Iron Range. And I was very surprised at the positive message we got from the Iron Range media. So I think. It won't be long before Duluth wakes up. The whole Iron Range wakes up. Now, Duluth itself, its core area, the city, that might always be a challenge. But for the rest of the Iron Range, I'm telling you, Mitch, if it doesn't go red, I'll buy you lunch.
You know, I'm hoping not to take you up on that, and I'm
at the dollar menu.
That's right. Fair enough.
Whatever you want, pick one.
that's my kind of gambling there, Jim Neuberger, right there. No, obviously Duluth is a little like Minneapolis on the lake in many ways. But the Iron Range, I mean, when Pete Stauber, who by the way is just an incredibly impressive candidate, who's running an
he's gonna win big up there.
I think he just may. When he told me a couple weeks ago that the whole 8th district went for Trump by two digits. I thought it was almost as I felt almost as disjointed as I did when I realized Trump was going to win back in 2016. I felt like I fell through the looking glass. Now you go ahead.
There's a sleeper race I want everyone to keep an eye on, and there's one that nobody talks about. But I personally believe, Mitch, in my heart of hearts. That CD7 with David Hughes is ripe for the taking because Trump won CD7 by almost 32 points. And when David Hughes ran the last time, he was really stretched thin. He didn't have much of a ground game. Nobody runs against Colin Peterson. He was brave. He stood up to it. He worked his tail off and with almost nothing came, I think it was 15,000 votes. It was really close.
Wow.
And right now there's momentum there with David Hughes, and I think that's the dark horse that no one's talking about. I think we might be in for a very, very pleasant surprise the morning after the election.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, Jim Neuberger, here's hoping. I mean, there is at some point the 7th is going to go Republican and never flip back because it's East Dakota up there. It's going to be like the Dakotas where in North Dakota the DFL the Democrat Party, the NPL up there, could have its state convention in two booths at Kroll's Diner in Minot. They can't
call them the NSP.
That's right. That's right.
The Neo-Socialist Party.
And up there, they practically are, because the crazy fringe are the ones who are left. Other than my high school classmate, John Grabinger, who's a senator from Jamestown and a fine human being. I'll just give my props to the homers here. But enough for the statewide stuff. We got a national race, a race of national significance to focus on here. And you are going up against Amy Klobuchar, who's been in office for, 12 years now? I mean, she's been
12.
There 12 years now. Seems like forever. And the big question is,
it really has. If you were in first grade, I mean, just think about it. The kids that were in first grade 12 years ago are now graduating from high school, and that's all they've ever known is progressive liberal Amy Klobuchar.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right.
From first grade to 12th grade, if you were in school back then, that's all you would have known.
And since middle school, they've known nothing but Al Franken and Amy Klobuchar. I mean, crazy and crazier. So I shouldn't say crazy. Amy Klobuchar is a lot of things. She comes across as not crazy, which kind of makes her an anomaly in the DFL these days. Kind of a challenge for you. She's one of the candidates who's not just so intensely extreme and unlikable as a human being that it gives you a few extra challenges, Jim Neuberger. So one of the questions I know you get a lot is, how do you make an impression against someone like an Amy Klobuchar, who's been there forever and made her specialty in office offending nobody?
Right. Well, the first thing I'm going to do, Mitch, is tell everyone in the world that I know Mitch Berg.
Yeah, that'll get you some points.
I just see if you're listening. No, now here's the thing about Senator Klobuchar, and all kidding aside, the thing about Senator Klobuchar is that we really have there's two sides to her. There's the side that I keep telling people about, and it's the side that comes home to Minnesota and smiles, holds up the hot dish, stands in the bean field for the photo op, and promises everything. Then there's the other Amy Klobuchar that goes back to Washington D.C. and votes 90% on her low years with the Barack Obama progressive left, and she has been ranked by Politico. It's a media outlet out of D.C. You can check it out on Google, Politico. They rank every year who the worst bosses are to work for in Washington, D.C., that who are elected officials. And it is ranked by how many people have quit in the staff turnover.
Oh my.
Guess who was ranked this year as the worst person to work for in Washington, D.C.?
I'm going to throw a dart at a dartboard and hit Amy Klobuchar. There you go.
There you go.
Who knew?
You won. Yep.
I had not heard
Absolutely.
That. Did they
yes,
give it?
It came out in January. You can anyone who wants to Google that. So there's and here's the funny thing is Mitch, when I've gone out to D.C. or when I've talked to people who've come from D.C., there's this well known line that people have, and this is unsolicited, by the way. People will say, half of the people love Amy Klobuchar and the other half have worked for her. And I never, it's true. And this has been told. And when I say it's true, I mean, I've heard this time and time again. People say that to me without me, soliciting, going down that path to try to, to dig that out of people. And when Politico came out with that, I'm like, oh my gosh, we finally have some quantifiable data that shows that it's true. Half the people love her and the other half have worked for her. And after 12 years, Mitch, I'm door knocking. I am all over the state and talking to people all over the state. People are seeing through that. People want someone. They simply want full representation in the U.S. Senate. And for almost a decade, we've had nothing but the extreme Barack Obama progressive far left. And that's been championed by Amy Klobuchar.
You know, it's interesting. And not to say that the media in the Twin Cities are basically Democrat operatives with bylines. But I remember probably 10 years or so ago, Representative Michelle Bachmann had some staff turnover. And every media outlet in the Twin Cities descended on it like she was running a sweatshop.
And I remember that.
And it was fairly normal turnover, especially fairly normal turnover. I mean, she may, like a lot of very driven people, I'm sure she could be difficult to work with. Let me tell you about the radio industry sometimes. But, gosh, it's almost like Amy Klobuchar gets a complete pass on this sort of thing.
That's because she does get a complete pass. And I will say this, though, Mitch. Even the media, because after the endorsing convention last week up in Duluth, I had a lot of conversations with people from the media, and the feeling that I got from the media was there's actually some excitement about this race, because it's no longer just vanilla pudding, Amy Klobuchar. Let's just have some more vanilla. Now it's all of a sudden you've got someone like me who is really good at stirring up the pot and getting things moving and talking about issues. All of a sudden, Amy has to deal with someone who has a really sharp personality, and I think it's going to make for some really good media and some really good conversations and interviews.
We're talking with Representative Jim Neuberger, who's running for U.S. Senate against Amy Klobuchar. Can we keep you for one more segment, Representative Neuberger?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. Excellent. If you got questions or comments for candidate Neuberger, give us a call, 651-289-4488. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Grab a cup of coffee and help Gallagher's Army at Lucky Station. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You know Gallagher's Army provides financial assistance to the families of fallen officers when they need it most, as soon as a tragedy occurs. When you buy a cup of coffee at any Lucky's Station convenience store, they're going to make a donation to Gallagher's Army, the Fallen Officer Fund. There's a Lucky's Station store in every corner of the metro. Find them online at luckysstations.com. That's Lucky's with an S, stations with an S.com. Cups for cops from Lucky's Stations.
So you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss. You've seen ads from the national chains. You've researched the alternative products that cost a fortune, but there seem to be no guarantees. So here's good news for you. This is Dennis Prager. Go to IneedMoreHair.com and see what their hair transplant specialists are doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free. Their doctors have given patients in Hollywood and worldwide a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. You'll see a more confident reflection of yourself. In fact, they guarantee your results in writing, and their prices are some of the best in the business, as low as $3 per graft. So stop searching and go to IneedMoreHair.com. You have nothing to lose. Call their office in Eagan for your free consultation. IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. Get the permanent solution to your hair loss at IneedMoreHair.com.
When I found out I was pregnant, I panicked. I was afraid, feeling pressured. I didn't know what else to do.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know there were other options.
I didn't know the baby already had a beating heart.
I didn't know there were couples waiting to adopt. I called a confidential hotline and learned the facts. I found an option that both my baby and I can live with.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
It's A.C. Nelson's 99th year of saving you money on new RVs. A.C. Nelson has grown from its Omaha roots to multi-stores that ship worldwide. Come in for huge birthday bash discounts on all in-stock RVs. Put zero down on 2019 Coachmen Clipper Travel Trailers. Only $128 a month or just $10,988. A.C. Nelson's 99th birthday bash in Shakopee will clearly save you money.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and World, Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Everywhere I hear the
My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. My broadcast, The Headliner. Don't forget Brad Carlson up at 2 o'clock tomorrow with his own bevy, no, even a cavalcade of stuff to talk about. Tune him in tomorrow right here, 2 o'clock on AM 1280 The Patriot. 7 years running as the closing act of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. We're talking with Representative Jim Neuberger, who is running and has been endorsed to run against Amy Klobuchar for the Klobuchar seat in the Minnesota State Senate. Let's get some business underway here right now. Representative Neuberger, how can people find out more about your candidacy, about you, about your race, and about what you would bring to the office when hopefully you get elected?
Well, the best place to start right now, Mitch, would be to go to our website. It's just Jim for, it's forusenate.com, Jim for usenate.com. We've got all of the all of our issue positions and all kinds of stuff on the website. We update it almost every day, so there's always fresh stuff there. We'd love to have you stop by on the website, and that's going to be the best place to start.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the obvious, the big question people have. That is, what is your path to victory against a two-term incumbent in Minnesota? Obviously, momentum. I mean, the GOP seems to have momentum, and the DFL would seem to have done a fine job of augmenting that momentum this past weekend in Rochester. I mean, that was like Christmas in June for a lot of us Republicans.
Yes, it was. Well, and again, I'll just close with this on the DFL. Again, I view the DFL party as just this carcass, and you've got jackals that are tearing apart the last scraps, and that's exactly what they've done. They've torn themselves apart, and I think they're in for a real wake up because the core belief what the DFL has become is not what Minnesota is. And they're gonna have to learn the hard way. But our path going forward for this election, you know what? We can win this race. We can absolutely win this race. I have spoken to a number of U.S. senators too, who I've sat down face to face, and both of them were unbeatable. They were both unbeatable, and both of them looked me in the eye and said, "You know what? I was unbeatable, and I believed I was unbeatable until I got whacked."
Yeah.
And it's the minute you think you're unbeatable, you get whacked in politically.
Yep.
And so point being is this, Senator Klobuchar, I will never raise as much money as her. She's plugged into these funnels of money from the East and the West Coast. They just pour money into her, and that will always be there. And you know what? That's just a reflection of her candidacy, of who she's become. The majority of my money, I would have to say 95% of it comes from people here in Minnesota. And the way we're taking this campaign out, it's really we're tearing a page out of Wellstone's campaign book. We are on the ground every day. In fact, I'm talking to you right now from Fairmont, Minnesota. I've been door knocking down here for 2 days. We got a big parade tonight. There's a big festival, a heritage festival going on tonight. I believe that's what it's called. And we're just getting into every single community. We're doing more than just the drive-by waves. And, you know, here we are. We're actually inserting ourselves into these communities, and we're talking to people. And people are ready for a change. They really are. One of the things, though, that stands out, Mitch, time and time again, is people want me to debate Amy Klobuchar. They want to hear what their senator has to say. They want to hear her to defend her positions. And, you know, she runs away from debates. There are like three mandatory ones, I believe, that would be really embarrassing for her not to show up to. And I think, you know what, the people in Minnesota deserve more than just the state fair debate, the one up on the Duluth chamber debate, and then there's another one usually that's done by NPR somewhere in the metro. Those are the three big ones. I mean, there's a few more. But for the most part, Senator Klobuchar will not debate people because, you know what, to be honest with you, I think she's afraid to brain wrestle with me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's going to coast on as much momentum as she can and try to give off the impression of inevitability. I mean, that's when you've been the institution that she has been for the last 12 years and longer than that, if you count her career in Hennepin County, your look of inevitability is your stock in trade. I mean, it's what that kept one of the things that kept Jim Oberstar in office for so long.
And, oh, goodness, yes.
Yes. And by the way, maybe this fall, maybe it'll be one of the
those things that we dispel about Colin Peterson, to mention the DFL hold on the first district. So, that air of inevitability is conventionally worth a whole lot, and upsetting that seems to be one of your biggest jobs here, Jim Neuberger.
We have such amazing momentum, like you spoke about before. We're taking this really on the ground. We're talking to people about the issues. But the campaign itself, I mean, there's some things I'll talk about publicly, and there's some things I won't, because you never give away your attack plans. You know, a good general never does that.
That's right.
But I will say this, that we are on the ground. We are very data-driven. We're very personality-driven. We're talking to people one-on-one every day. And our overwhelming response has just been huge. It's all I can do to keep up with our emails from our campaign account. But we get to those, we listen to them, we read them, and people are ready for a change. They just are. And we're going to be relentless. We're just not going to stop all the way up until the polls close. We are going to be pushing this. We're going to make, if I was a Democrat, I would say I'd be making Paul Wellstone proud.
Excellent. More power to you. Mm-hmm. Now, it's conventional wisdom that this races in this state, especially perhaps given the DFL slate that we have, it's going to be stacking up as a match between Metro and outstate Minnesota. And that's a perennial problem for Republicans, is how do we move the needle in the city and in the blue turf here? I mean, the DFL has done a great job of wrapping up greater Minnesota in a bow and giving it to the GOP. How do we make a move in the city?
Well, I will tell you this, that how we reach the inner city. And I will say this, the gentleman that ran against me, Robert Barnheiser, I owe him a little bit of credit, because he really pounded that issue about reaching into the inner city. And that was good for me, because reaching into the metro area within the 494, 394, that whole pocket of Minnesota there. And, that lit a fire under me. And I have established really good relationships with many of the people in the multicultural communities. We're really strong with the Chinese Minnesotans. We're really strong with the Venezuelans and the Colombians, the Latino community. We really reached out to them. I've started making some inroads with the African American community. I've made really good inroads with the Russian communities. And these are all communities of people that live with, the most of them are within the core area of the metro, of the Twin Cities. And you know what? Here's the thing that we're finding out. Is that the majority of them are right of center. They are conservatives. A lot of them have not been politically active, but this year they're going to be.
Excellent. Yeah, I, it would be remiss if I didn't make the same spiel to you that I make to every Republican statewide candidate. Come into the city and do a charter school town hall. 80% of the Twin Cities charter school parents are of color, low income, and or ESL. And yet,
right, like Crystal Ray.
Yeah, well, Crystal Ray, which is private, not charter, but still the same idea. Mm-hmm. School choice. Well over 80% of the charter school and most likely private school communities in the metro, in the Twin Cities themselves, are likely DFL voters, and yet they don't know that the DFL is doing their darndest to torpedo that lifeboat.
My kids went to charter school.
Oh, mine as well. I pulled mine out of the St. Paul Public Schools and did not look back, trust me. Jim Neuberger, I hope we can get you to do this. We're down to about a minute to go here, Jim Neuberger. Of course, we got to do this again sometime before the primary.
Absolutely.
But what's the campaign hold in store for you this week? Where are you at this week? You're in Fairmount now. What else is coming up?
Yep, we're all over southern Minnesota, and we're going to work our way up the western side of the state. And then next week I'm going to have to check my schedule, but next week I think we're up north. But we're all over the place. This is a winnable race. No one is unbeatable. The minute they think they are, they get beat. And I promise you, we are going to drive this 120 miles an hour until the very end.
Absolutely. Jim Neuberger, one more time, where can people go to find out more about your campaign and about you?
Yeah. Oh, thanks. It's Jim4, that's F-O-R, USSenate.com.
Jim4USSenate.com. I've posted that at shotinthedark.info for people who need it made even easier. But we'll definitely get that out to people. Jim Neuberger, make sure we get you back on the broadcast here again before August. This is one of those races that we can, and in this day and age, have to win. Thanks for coming on the broadcast with me today.
Thanks, Mitch. Yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
Absolutely will do. You as well. That's Representative Jim Neuberger from Becker, who is running the endorsed candidate now, running in the primary first. Against a mixed bag of perennial candidates and other ballot chaff, and then running up against Amy Klobuchar, as if that ain't enough. So we need you to turn out for this one here. We do this every election time, trying to make sure we get Republicans to stand up and be counted, not only at election time, but before the election, when the money and the footwork needs to happen. So go to the website, 651-289-4488. Go nowhere. Be right back.
I'm Ryan Berry. I have two kids in Heritage, one going into seventh grade and one going into first grade. The benefits are relationships and Christ-centered teaching. Those are the biggest benefits I see. The smaller class sizes are beneficial for my children. They get more hands-on. They get more individual teaching, not distracted by as many students in the class. What's important to me is the families. It's a community. Very close-knit, tight, God-centered. That's what really keeps this thing together, and it's under the blessing of Jesus and God that we continue. I chose Heritage for my children because my wife and I both went there. Heritage Christian Academy, equipping minds, engaging hearts, encountering Jesus Christ.
Heritage Christian Academy is now enrolling students for the upcoming school year. For more information, visit heritageweb.org. That's heritageweb.org.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem and all collections and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
Past attendees, when asked about Scott Black's leadership awakening, just smile, shake their head, and say, "I can't explain it, but it changed my life."
Mr. Black from Like It Matters has released 2 half-off vouchers for his leadership awakening in Minneapolis, Sacramento, Dallas, or Richmond. Leadership Awakening is regularly $2,000. Now with this special offer, it's just half price at $1,000.
Go to am1280thepatriot.com, click on deals. Leadership Awakening, taking commitment, not applicants.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Go nowhere. The fun is just beginning. So much stuff coming up here. Don't forget, Americans for Prosperity coming up 4 o'clock today. Rescission votes and the VA Mission Act. And, of course, tomorrow, 4 o'clock, the Justice Hour. Doug Wardlow will be joining Andrew Parker there. So a whole weekend of awesome talk radio here at AM 1280, The Patriot. That's what we do all weekend here. Dance on the ceiling, dance on the floor. Keep the party going. Conquer the world. So, not so much. Yeah. So much cool stuff coming up, by the way. I'd be remiss if I didn't point out the house party we're going to be having a week from this coming Friday, 2 weeks from yesterday, if you prefer. The evening with C.S. Lewis at Calvary Lutheran Church in Golden Valley. You go to am1280thepatriot.com, get your tickets. I'll be doing that sometime after the broadcast here today. I want to see this. This looks like a fascinating show, and I am going to hope to see one or more of you out there. Actually, I always look forward to seeing the audience. By the way, for those of you who approached me up in Duluth, and there were many of you, I mean, just surprisingly, it always shocks me. Every time I go to gatherings of conservatives and Republicans, I'm always amazed and, I'll be honest, humbled by the number of people who approach me and say, "Hey, Mitch, you don't know me, but I love your show. I listen to you every Saturday." It's like, wow, really? First of all, it's radio. How do you know who I am? But that being said, thank you. I, in all seriousness, with not the faintest whiff of snark, and in all gratefulness and humility, thank you for letting me know that the broadcast matters to you in any way, shape, or form. I appreciate it more than you could possibly understand. I mean, knowing that people, anybody tunes in is a wonderful thing, and it just adds so much to my life to know that I add something to yours. And so thank you to everyone who approached me up in Duluth. I'm still amazed that you can recognize me, but I appreciate it more than you. Well, I hope I've expressed how much I appreciate it. So hopefully not more than you could possibly know. Hopefully exactly as much as you now know. I do appreciate it. We've been talking through the whole first hour about the dog's breakfast of terrible liberal ideas that are about to be foisted upon the state of Minnesota, Greater Minnesota, as it's called, or as some are now calling it, Greatest Minnesota. And I spent a while talking about Erin Murphy's platform, or as she refers to it, her vision for the state of Minnesota. And by the way, I didn't even have time to go through Matt Pelican's vision. But it's no further to the right. In fact, it's considerably further to the left. Matt Pelican, to the extent that I believe he has a track record, is entirely working as a crazy liberal lawyer who basically never met an extremist progressive cause he couldn't get behind. And all that is fine and dandy in terms of like reading things off a vision statement. But it's most important, I think, to get out to people in Greater Minnesota, not just way out in Greater Minnesota. I mean, all you folks out there in Owatonna and Elk River and Forest Lake and Shorewood, you hear about what happens. I mean, you know that the Twin Cities are run by people who make Hugo Chavez look down from the great beyond and go, "Hey, dial it back a little, gringos. You're making the far left look nuts." But it's in terms of how this policies that the likes of Erin Murphy and 3MQ, actually, and Matt Pelican, and for that matter, Keith Ellison, play on the ground in real people's lives that should make everyone, not just in Greater Minnesota, but everyone in Minnesota, sit back and go, "Oh my God, this could be our lives if we let these people win." And one piece of that is coming home to roost in St. Paul shortly here. I have been railing, along with a lot of metro area activists, on the ascendancy of what I call North Korean-style trash collection around the metro for quite some time. A lot of our good friends in Bloomington have been fighting against the imposition of Cuban-style trash collection in Bloomington for quite some while, and they're still fighting the fight. But it's about upon us here in St. Paul, where I live, where, by the way, I've had for the last, I don't know, decade or so, a little ma and pa operation. Pa drives the truck, ma runs the and runs the bookkeeping, a little trash company in based out of Hastings. I can't plug them on the air because of rules. Contact me off the air if you are looking, if you're in their service area and looking for help. They're great. I couldn't recommend them more. The price is right. The service is spectacular. It's a private market success story, and therefore it scares the bejeebers out of the government of St. Paul. St. Paul has adopted North Korean-style trash collection,
and they're giving it some teeth. This came out in the Pioneer Press this past week. St. Paul residents now have passed their opportunity to pick a trash cart to replace the perfectly good trash buckets we had from our perfectly good trash haulers that we've been using for years. And if you're a low-income and fixed-income person, and I know a lot of them out there. I mean, the cities are where the system warehouses low-income and fixed-income people these days. You might have thought, as some of my neighbors do. I mean, not all of my neighbors. I mean, I live in a decent part of the Midwest, but there's some lower-income people on the block. And there's some fixed-income people. And sometimes what some of them have done to help make ends meet and pinch a few pennies around the margin, especially if they don't make a ton of trash, is they will go together with a neighbor and share a trash bucket, something that's perfectly legal in a free market system. It's a perfectly legal way to stretch your dollar if you are blessed with a private market trash collection system. But you don't have that in St. Paul anymore. And this message from the city of St. Paul is, shut up, peasant, and be happy to pay for your bureaucrats' pensions. Now, the bureaucrat that's been put in charge of St. Paul's new North Korean-style trash collection system, a woman, Lisa Hebert, says now, each unit does need to have its own cart and service, said Hebert, a spokesman for St. Paul's Public Works. Quote, if they're in a multi-unit building or they're sharing, there's no opt-out option. Of course it's no option. It's serious business. And by the way, when I talk about serious business in a DFL-run one-party autocracy, what that means is this is a feather-bedded contract to generate more city employees, meaning more public sector union dues, meaning more contributions to the St. Paul DFL. It's a kickback scam blessed by the broad framework of the law. So basically, what the law now says is that every unit needs to have its own trash cart and its own trash service that can be billed to the unit owner. Now, wait, did I say owner? No, it counts rentals as well. If you live in a duplex, you have to rent two carts from the city. If you live in a fourplex, the city better see four carts back behind that fourplex or somebody's going to get a ticket. By the way, what's the difference between God and a St. Paul building inspector? St. Paul building inspector doesn't think he's God. Anyway, if you live in an eightplex, there's got to be eight carts back there. If a couple of you people want to go together on your floor and share a trash bucket because you just don't make that much trash and you're a dedicated recycler, tough rocks. The city wants you to be happy to pay for more public employees administering a system that was jammed down upon you without your consent or, frankly, knowing it was going to be an issue. By the way, they promised that the trash collecting would be cheaper. No, mine's going up $4 a month, and you might say it's only $4. Well, you can afford it, Mitch, right? Well, yeah, I mean, I'm rolling in the fat stacks from hosting a talk show. If you're on a fixed income, living in an apartment, trying to make ends meet, if you're a single parent trying to get your kids through school on a minuscule budget, working hopefully at a job and hoping that job doesn't get axed because of the minimum wage hikes, that's one of the pennies you traditionally pinch. Is going in with your neighbors, maybe all of your neighbors on a trash cart, and maybe packing that puppy full every week, but saving that money, going in halvesies or thirdsies or quartersies on a trash service. It's illegal now. By the way, it's all done for perfect virtue signaling ideas, preventing wear and tear in the alleys, which, by the way, trash collection is not. Buses provide the wear and tear on the streets, not trash haulers. And by the way, also to reduce prices, although again, in nearly every case that I'm aware, every case I've heard of, every case I'm personally aware of, the price of the trash service goes up immediately. And by the way, when the system proves unworkable, it will go up more and more and more. Like every, quote, service, end quote, that government pokes its gnarled, incompetent, stupid hand into, it's going to get more expensive. Because you'll know how socializing medicine and the education system and the retirement system made all those systems cheaper and more efficient, right? Wrong. 651-289-4488. All hail, great leader! And hope he doesn't deign to pull your trash service for political grounds. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. I'll be right back.
He came from somewhere back in her long ago. Said about the fool, don't see time and heart to recreate what had yet to be created. Watching her life, she must...
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hey, Twin Cities, Dennis Prager here. If you've been to an AM 1280 The Patriot event or to their station, then you've seen the expert work of Action Plus Sign. This local business of over 25 years specializes in vehicle graphics and wraps, storefront and lighted signs, which you can even convert to new LED and more. When it comes down to it, the folks at Action Plus are less talk and more action. They exemplify true Patriot grit. Visit them online to check out a list of all their services at actionplussign.com.
Come on into the Rack Shack's new Egan location and wrap your taste buds around the Patriot Burger.
Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, here with Keith Hittner Sr. from the Rack Shack Barbecue. How are you liking that new Egan location?
Oh man, Egan is wonderful. We have so much more space and a dynamic center that allows us to better serve our in-store customer as well as our catering clients.
You know, Keith, our listeners love the Patriot Burger almost as much as the Patriot.
It's a bread and brisket chuck half-pound burger that's red, white, and blue through and through. American cheese on top, and the American flag proudly flies out of the top of the bun. The Patriot Burger comes with your choice of any of our sides, like our famous hand-cut fries, all just for $12.80.
Get it? $12.80? Best burger in the USA. You really have to try it today at the Rack Shack Barbecue's new Egan location.
We're just a mile east of Cedar Avenue on Cliff Road in the heart of Cedar Cliff Center. You'll love our new digs. Come and see us today, or join us at RackShackBarbecue.com.
Rack Shack Barbecue.
As Winston Churchill said, all the great things are simple and many can be expressed in a single word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, and hope. Hi, this is Andrew Parker with the law firm of Parker Daniels Keyboard. Join me Sundays for the Justice Hour. We'll talk politics, Israel, and the law with prominent newsmakers. The Justice Hour, Sundays at 4 p.m. on AM 1280 The Patriot. Parker Daniels Keyboard. Wise counsel, winning results. Go to ParkerDK.com.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we worked previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Don't forget, Brad Carlson tomorrow. Americans for Prosperity today at 4. Justice Hour with Andrew Parker tomorrow, 4 o'clock. The whole weekend here on the Narn. Big show coming up next week. You'll have to stick around for details. And I'll have to frankly remember them. But I remember it being a big show next week, so stick around. By the way, I almost never remember what I talk about from one week to the other. It's like once I get out of the studio, it feels like Groundhog Day. It's like I forget about everything that ever happened before and move on from there, which is kind of a complete contrast with Brad Carlson, who has probably the most photographic memory for everything that I've heard this side of Michael Medved. In fact, I don't know, getting those two into a trivia fight would probably well, be interesting enough and go on for months and months and months without break. And that's a good thing. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. So much going on this coming week. By the way, don't forget, am1280thepatriot.com, the place to go for tickets to Evening with C.S. Lewis. It's coming up on June 22nd, and it's going to be a great time. I'm going to line that one up here even as we speak. You know, I have been upfront about the fact that I have never liked Donald Trump as a person. I mean, the personality, the public persona he led with, going back as far as anyone can remember, going back to the 1980s, was always this arrogant, coarse, abrasive, entitled playboy. And as I've said on the broadcast before, that's one of those things just annoys the bejeebers out of rural Midwestern Scandinavians, where you just don't, even if you are wealthy, you don't show it for the love of Pete. You just don't do that. And those of you who are of Scandinavian descent from rural backgrounds, you know what I talk about. We even have a word for it in Scandinavian American society, or Scandinavian society. It's called Jantelova, Jantha's Law, where it basically says, yeah, you don't go acting like you think you're better than anyone else or even equal to anyone else. It's a really kind of a passive-aggressive forced humility that is enforced on everyone in small-town Scandinavian culture. And that is the exact opposite of everything Donald Trump represents and has always represented. And it has always rubbed me the wrong way. And I made as much plain during the campaign to the chagrin of a number of you in the audience, some of whom went to station management and said, you've got to give us Trump fans an equal voice on this station. We need to hear Donald Trump praised on this station. And I was sparing with my praise of Donald Trump, although I have been upfront about the fact that he, first of all, before the election, I said, if he is elected, which I'll admit I did not believe possible, if he were to impanel at least one good conservative Supreme Court justice during his at least 4 years in office, hopefully, it would be a win, a net win, as long as we don't have to worry about the Supreme Court going full on crazy. As long as you don't have to worry about two more Ruth Bader Ginsburgs popping up on the Supreme Court, it would all be worth it, whatever else befell us here. Now, there have been other things. He's had the most conservative cabinet of my lifetime, as I've said. And I will give him this much. I've said for some time now, foreign policy has been his long suit, which I did not expect. And hearing Big Left caviling and fumfering about Donald Trump's treatment of foreign dignitaries just makes me think, wow, after a year and a half, going on 2 years, they still don't get Trump. And here's the part that struck me this past week. As Donald Trump went to the G7 and continued his pattern of telling it as he sees it and not varnishing at all and basically leading with his Twitter feed and spending no time and effort whatsoever observing the niceties of diplomatic communications, certainly no better than he observes the niceties of passive-aggressive American political communication, I thought, really, America, and I'm not just talking about buffoons and idiots here on both sides, Samantha Bee as well as her opposite numbers on the right, I'm talking about Americans with a right to an opinion whose votes should be counted, quite frankly. And that includes all of you in this audience, every last one of you, rest assured. But I'm sincere about that. But and I didn't mean that in a snarky way. What was I getting at here? Oh, yeah. There's two. You can divide America into two groups of people. America, the America for whom the process is more important than the results, or at least as important as the results. And the people for whom the results are the most important thing. And people for whom process is most important are the ones who are mortified when Donald Trump says, yeah, maybe it's time for our NATO allies to start ponying up their fair share of their defense costs before they go lecturing us about all the social programs that they can only afford because we have been defending them for this last 70 years against communist expansionism. Maybe it's time that they should start ponying up for their own defense. And the smart European countries have. I mean, countries on the border with the Soviet Union, like Poland, they've not been letting their guard down. Countries like Estonia have seen the light, and they're increasing defense spending. They're spending up to the 2% limit amount that the president was saying was worthwhile. The country of Norway, by the way, spends more per capita on defense than any other continental NATO power. It's just that their gross domestic product is so very high because of the oil income, it looks a little lower as a percentage of GDP. Anyway, point being, the rest of Europe, Germany, France, Belgium, Holland, Italy, Spain, your prosperity at the moment is largely possible because we've been footing the bill for your defense in so many ways. Now, telling the Europeans shape up or ship out or will ship out in terms of NATO is a breach of decorum, to be sure. But saying, hey, we'll walk away from the deal unless you pony up, and seeing many of those countries go, hey, maybe it's time we ought to pony up here, or Donald Trump could hypothetically take the U.S. away from the table and all those tanks and airplanes and submarines with them. Well, gosh, that's closing the deal, isn't it? And if insulting the dear leader of North Korea ruffles diplomatic feathers, well, those who think the process is the goal are certain to be mortally offended and mortified by the idea that someone would actually just take the process and flip it out the window and go leading with their Twitter feed. But by golly, who's on his way to Singapore right now? Now, it's entirely possible this whole thing could turn into a complete clown car. It's entirely, in fact, I wouldn't say it's unlikely that Kim Jong-un has some tricks up his sleeve. I'm also going to say that the fact that Donald Trump has not beholden himself to the process for its own sake means that for once our leader is more unpredictable in a good way than the other side's leader. And I think that's been a great success story. And if you don't, well, heck, you're out of time. We'll talk about it next week. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Brad Carlson up tomorrow, 2 o'clock. See you then. God bless you all. God bless America. Good luck, President Trump in Singapore. Kick a little tush.
Are you a small business owner in need of cash to fund payroll, buy new equipment, or expand your business? Has your local bank turned you down? Have you been told no when you really need to hear yes? Get cash to run your business right now. Just call Strategic Funding and get a yes today. Call 800-585-5090. That's 800-585-5090. If you've been in business for at least 1 year, have annual revenue of $150,000 or more, Strategic Funding can provide you with up to $500,000. Our unique financing service will get you the cash you want with flexible payment plans personalized to fit your specific needs. Call now, 800-585-5090. That's 800-585-5090. Growing your business just got a whole lot easier with a Strategic Funding approval in as little as 1 day. For a free no-obligation quote, call 800-585-5090.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text WATER11 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text WATER11 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text WATER11 to 443-443. That's WATER11 to 443-443.
Good day. Welcome to our show. We are here celebrating with Premier Pool and Spa because they're celebrating a nicer weather with what else? A huge hot tub sale.
Yeah, what was with this weather? Hot one day, cold the next, snow then rain. I don't know what's coming or going.
That's why it has never been a better time than to have a hot tub or an all-water pool from Arctic Spa.
Yeah, why would I want to sit in a hot tub in this heat?
I can't believe you are in control of the temperature. So if you want the water cool, it's cool. If you want the water warmer, that's fine too.
So in the summer, I can have a cool tub, and in the winter, I can have a hot tub. I get it, eh?
You're pretty smart. We all need to have quality products in Minnesota because of the harsh climate. It isn't only the really cold, but also the really hot that can make an outside product fall apart.
Yeah, cold to hot in record time, just like this weather.
So if you're looking at hot tubs or swim spas, have a look at the Arctic Spas.
Visit Premier Pool in Janesson today, premierpools.com.
Premier Pool and Spa, where we take fun seriously.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.